BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
And now a weekend. Colin from York's been on. So many nice comments still coming in about the Radio 1 movie as well. Hi, Scott. Really enjoyed watching the film. It was an hour of my life not wasted. Thanks. I might even watch it again. There have been people who have been watching it two or three times on my Twitter. You can still go online and watch the Radio 1 movie, which got a five-star review from Radio 1's movie critic, Rihanna, who's waving at me now. Hi. BBC.co.uk/Radio 1. Right, in a minute, we are going to speak to Little Mix off X Factor, one of the three finalists this weekend. And I need to get some gossip, because obviously they'll say stuff like, we just can't believe we're here in the final and all that, like they always do. But the rumours are it's going to be Damien Rice's Cannonball that's the winner's song this year. Obviously, they'll be sworn to secrecy, and they won't be able to tell me. There'll be some PR person going, no, don't say it, don't say it. But what I'm going to do, using mind power, I'm going to be subtle about it, I am going to use my mind power to get them to admit that the song this year is Cannonball by Damien Rice, because it blatantly is. That's what everyone's saying.
What's your mind power? Is it just, is the song Cannonball, yes or no?
Well, no, because, well, you'll hear it in a minute. I've got a plan, and it'll be subtle, but they won't know that they have revealed it to me. But I bet, do you think I can get them to admit that it's Cannonball?
Well, you seem quite confident.
Yeah. Like I said, subtlety is the key. We'll speak to them after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Little Mix.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
All good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Who am I speaking to right now? Is this Jessie?
You're speaking to Jessie, yeah.
So you're at the Wembley Arena right now?
Yeah, we're at Wembley Arena. It's all getting pretty scary.
That's a big stage, isn't it?
It's a massive stage. But we're actually really looking forward to it. We can't wait for tomorrow.
How many songs are you doing tomorrow, then?
Tomorrow we're doing three songs.
And obviously one of those will be a celebrity duet.
Yes.
One of them is with Chulisa, right?
Yep.
And then one of them is on your own?
Yep.
And one of them is with S Club 7?
Yes.
Can you tell me...
Yeah, they're coming back.
They're back. So apart from Chulisa, are you performing with anyone else?
No, we're not performing with anyone else.
You're not?
No.
Okay. And... obviously, there's lots of rumours as well that the winner's song is going to be Cannonball, which it is, isn't it?
I'm not sure if we can tell you the winner's single.
It is Cannonball, though, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
Okay, I can't tell you that. You'll have to wait and see.
OK, so if it's not Cannonball, what is it?
It's Spice Up Your Life, Spice Girls.
Oh, that would be good. I can really hear Marcus singing that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
OK, do you want to pass me over to someone else?
Yes. This is Perry you're talking to now.
All right.
Hello?
Hiya, Perry. It's Scott.
Hello.
I noticed you're in the paper today.
Oh, brilliant. What is it this time?
Oh, it's some boyfriend saying that you've changed.
Brilliant.
You must get kind of used to this.
I want
to
read that paper then.
How's it going then? What's happening at the moment?
It's going really well. We're just rehearsing and working really hard. Just so excited for this weekend. It's going to be sick. The audience is huge. can't wait.
And if you win the X Factor, I bet you can't wait to perform Cannonball. Trying. So, last week, Gary was saying that your vocals weren't up to much and they weren't of a semi-final standard. What do you think about that?
I think it's just an opinion, and obviously we'll take his criticism on board. So
I think it would be quite hard. Do you not ever just want to go to any of the judges? Shut up. What are you on about?
No, because then that would be rude.
Well, no, but they're being rude.
Yeah, they're there to give a criticism, and I think if every week we performed and they were like, yeah, that was brilliant, we'd be like, great, well, how do we improve then?
Well, I think he went too far. I think he went too far. I do.
He went too far.
Yeah. Just, like, if he does that again tomorrow, just go, shut up.
Imagine, that would be so bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, you might not win. Right, pass me over to someone else so I get everybody.
Okey-doke. Chef Leanne. Hello.
Hi, Leanne.
Hey, you alright?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
So I was just talking about Gary and what a mean bloke he was last week.
Oh, I know.
And me and Perry just agreed that if he does it again tomorrow, then it's going to be you that just tells him to shut up, Barlow.
Is this because I'm the feisty one?
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, man. Okay,
it's down to you.
I'm back to it, and I...
What can I hear in the background right now?
It's Amelia Lilly.
Oh, and what's she doing?
She's rehearsing. Sound checking.
What
camera
song?
Camera rehearsing.
Is it Float Like a Cannonball?
Do, 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 no, do, it's do, not that. Do.
But that is the song that you're going to do, isn't it, if you win?
No.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
It is. It's been confirmed by me.
Is it?
Yeah, it's definitely that one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You must have rehearsed it today.
Oh.
Ah. You know that you are actually the favourites to win it at the moment.
Amazing. No, that we're the favourites. But we're just having so much fun and we just can't believe we're here and it's just amazing.
Well, good luck for the weekend.
Thank you.
I've got to speak to Jade, right? Otherwise she'll feel left out.
Yes.
Well, she probably won't care.
All right, I'll pass over now. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya, you
all right? Yeah, thanks for speaking to me.
I'm sorry.
I know that you've got to go off and rehearse Cannonball in a minute, so it won't take long.
We're actually not rehearsing the winner song today, we're doing everything else.
Oh, but that is the winner song, isn't it?
I can neither confirm nor not confirm that question.
So tonight you'll be doing what? Having a little party?
No, we're quite boring actually just before the show because we're a group that has to rehearse as much as we can, so we'll probably get back in the hotel, rehearse and then get some sleep.
Well, listen, the best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you, Little Mix.
Thanks very much. Bye.
See ya. Love you. Bye. Bye.
I don't think they noticed at all, do you?
See, as I said, it's subtle, and that's how you do it.
You're actual Derren Brown. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Now, a few people have been watching the Radio 1 movie. A lot of people saying they're absolutely loving it. But some people asking if there's, like, any kind of plans for DVD commentary. Maybe a version of that for the Radio 1 movie. Does anyone ever watch those, though? I mean, I don't really want to spend time doing one, because I've never actually watched one in my life. You know the thing you normally get as an extra on the DVD of the film, where it's like the stars talking about, you know, what they were feeling as they played the part, and then the director tells you how they did certain things in the movies. I don't think anyone bothers watching them. Do you watch them?
No.
I've never watched one, I don't think.
No.
But they're always there. It's like, see the making of, and I never watch it. However, if you've got any Arnold Schwarzenegger films on DVD, everyone has.
Who hasn't? Yeah, I was going to say.
Has. What have you got?
Jingle All the Way.
I got Twins.
I'm going to get that out this weekend. It's one of my best Christmas films.
It is a good one. If you've got any of Arnie's films, have a look and see if he is actually doing the DVD commentary, because his are the only ones worth watching. Don't bother with the rest of them, but if you've got an Arnie DVD, look out, and if he's doing the extras, definitely get it on. Now, I've got some clips here of Arnie doing the DVD extras for Total Recall. I've got this one, actually, at home. And you do need to hear this. Here he is. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger doing the extras.
Well, this is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And this is me on the screen here, riding towards the camera.
Yeah. So, there's what you're about to hear, there's no actual insight from Arnie here at all.
Here's the great fight scene with Sharon and me. Ow, that hurt.
So there's so nothing of what was going through his mind as an actor as he was playing this part. Nothing about how they made it. He's just saying what he sees on the screen.
I continuously used him as a human shield, and then I threw him down the escalator.
He's just watching his own film and going, look, there's me. Look, I was brilliant in this fight scene.
This scene is unbelievable because my frustration about this taxi cab does not understand where I want to go. Again, I got away.
Thing, I could have worked that out by actually watching the film, Arnie. Mm. But thanks anyway.
Now, here they are following, I put the little device that was in my nose, I put in the chocolate, gave it to the rat, and the rat is now running around with that device. But they don't know. They think that I'm right there. They're on my track.
You see, the thing is with this...
Do you know what? As someone who's never seen Total Recall, this is totally confusing.
Well, I mean, if you're not clever enough to work out the plot of Total Recall...
It sounds like a weird hybrid of Ratatouille and Terminator. Would I be correct?
Yeah, kind of. Arnie does it all for you anyway. No explanation of anything here at all. Just saying what he sees again.
This is a wonderful scene where I come up to Mars as an old lady. As a fat old lady.
Yes, I know.
And all of a sudden, I walk into her room and she smacks me across the face. And then she kisses me.
Yes, I know.
Oh, this is a great scene. Yeah, I love that scene. Yeah. Coming from behind casually, turning off the hologram, and then just nailing them.
Yeah. Bit of bingo there for you, throwing it. You right? Hello?
Yeah. Oh, this is a great scene. Yeah, I love that scene. Yeah. Coming from behind casually. Here, everyone realizes for the first time that there is now oxygen on Mars. And there's no more dictatorship and all that.
And all that.
What on earth is this film about? It sounds horrendous and amazing in the same, at the same
Sometimes
time.
Arnie's films are so complex, all the subplots and that, like you need something like this.
Yeah.
We definitely should do this kind of DVD commentary for our movie, I think.
Yes.
Arnie style. Can we have a go now?
Eh?
And just, if we watch a bit of the movie,
right,
and then you do what Arnie does.
Why am I doing it? You're the director.
Oh, go on, you do it.
Okay.
Just explain what's on the screen. That's all that Arnie did.
Right. Okay, it's Jessie J performing at Big Weekend.
This is a good one, yeah.
Yeah, and this is a dog getting his helmet on, about to go in a sidecar. More dogs with their faces out of car windows.
Yeah.
More Jessie J.
Yeah.
I like this scene.
What's happening now?
Some people in the crowd. A guy dancing in his bedroom.
Yeah.
That's a funny bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to say what it is, don't I? That's a dog going in a sidecar. More Jessie J. I think this is the dog Jessie J mashup, which I specifically requested. Yep, more dog in the sidecar.
We definitely need to do this. We need to do it. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. You really want to see this film now, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Total Recall. I think it was probably quite good at the time, but not so much now. But Arnold Schwarzenegger's DVD extras make it so worthwhile.
This scene is unbelievable because my frustration about this taxi cab does not understand where I want to go. Again, I got away.
Yeah. Thanks for that insight.
Now, here they are following, I put the little device that was in my nose, I put in the chocolate, gave it to the rat, and the rat is now running around with that device. But they don't know. They think that I'm right there. They're on my track.
Yeah. If you've never seen this film, this will make absolutely no sense.
It doesn't, no.
No, but it will make you want to watch it, I think, a little bit. And then you might be strangely disappointed. This is the only film where the DVD extras are actually better than it.
Yeah, everyone realizes for the first time that there is now oxygen on Mars.
But,
and there's no more dictatorship and all that.
And all that. He's just watching it on the TV and just describing it. No insight at all. The Scott Mills Daily. This is Scott Mills.
Or this is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger. And this is me on a screen here, writing towards the camera.
Do you want me to give you the whole plot of Total Recall?
Yes, please.
Because then you won't have to watch it.
And apparently there's a lady with an extra boob.
Ben in Leeds says, is that the film with the lady with three boobs? Yes, it is, Ben.
I'd quite like to hear Arnie's commentary of that scene. Do you have that?
There's a lady with three boobs.
This is a great scene. She's
it's
got
a great
an extra
scene.
One.
Look, she's got one more. Dan from Kent's been on. Here's the whole plot for you. Arnie loses his memory, goes to Mars, realises he's being tricked by himself, makes oxygen on Mars using an alien artefact, thus overthrowing the tyrannical leader of Mars. Done. There we are. 2 hours of your life saved there.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.